Welcome to your Realtor Success Channel in Northwest Florida with your host, Tim Whittemore with the Whittemore Group. If you're a new agent or a seasoned agent looking to better yourself and your career, and or looking into the opportunities of being an agent with LPT Realty, look no further. Tim breaks down the things you need to know without all the hype and fluff, so stick around.
Are you a real estate agent and worried about when people say no? We call that an objection, or it could be a stall. In either case, in this video, what we're going to be going over is overcoming those objections and the strategy for real estate agents. So if this is for you, stick around. What's up, everybody? This is Tim Whittemore here with the Whittemore Group at LPT Realty, coming at you with some more great information. Whether you are a brand new agent, experienced agent, looking to accelerate your career, or if you're in the spot looking to get into different brokerage options, we are here for you. If this is your first time to our channel, we do tons and tons of videos about that. So go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Click that little bell so you're notified every single time we got a new video coming out. So I've been through it all. I've been the single agent. I've been a team lead and everywhere in between. I've run two teams in two states. I've been a real estate agent in New York, Ohio, and here in Florida, and I've made so many mistakes. So please learn vicariously through me, and that way you don't have to make those mistakes and you can accelerate your career to being a rock star early. All right, so let's get going. So let's talk about overcoming objections. That's right, overcoming objections. So what is an objection? So maybe you're asking for the sale. You're like, hey, work with me exclusively to buy a new home. Sign this buyer's agreement. Or maybe it's, hey, you know, use me to list your home. Sign this listing agreement. That's usually what we have, right? And a lot of the times we think that every time somebody says no, that that's an objection. It's not necessarily an objection. It could be a stall. Unless they flat out told you no, there's a lot of ways that we communicate as human beings that just say that it is maybe. I don't know. What about this? What about that? If they do not say directly that, no, I don't want to use your services, that's now considered a stall. And a stall just means that, hey, you haven't quite sold them yet. No problem. We call this overcoming stalls, overcoming objections, but in the industry, we just say overcoming objections. Okay? So my suggestion for you, and something that's worked for myself and my coaching clients and my team members over the years and ISAs, I just have them have it like a conversation. Why not? A conversation, just ask, okay, well, what's the issue with this? And you can carry it on because every conversation is going to be a little bit different, right? Very easy to just go conversationally. If you don't want to go that route or not confident in what you can say, there's plenty of other different things. And I've taken these things, these objection handlers and this over the past decade and sat in the class and go, all right, overcoming objections. I'm so excited to listen to the speaker. And usually it's a panel, and then the panel, like, it's just crowd that just cheers each other on. And you know what I got from all of those? Nothing. Because it was awful. Like, nobody was teaching something that you could actually use in objections. So I've got a couple of good ones that I've gotten from some other courses and just through life experience. But one of my favorite ones that I got was from Tony Robbins. And now this doesn't necessarily translate for real estate necessarily, but I want to go through all the different steps that he has, because I think what I'm about to tell you is going to be the most informative and something that I wish I would have had at the beginning of my career in order to overcome objections. So here you go. Step number one, you know, I'm going to use letters. Let's use letters. So we'll say step A. All right. A, the first time that somebody says, I don't know. I don't think so. Would you sign this listing agreement? The first thing that he tells you to do is ignore it. Carry on as if you just presume the sale. If they say that they still are persistent with whatever that objection is, next thing is to hear them out. Ask a clarifying question. I'm sorry, I don't understand. What is the issue? Here, real estate, it might be commission. I think that's too high. Oh, okay. Well, it's 5% or 6%, right? No, I think that commission's too high. Okay, why do you think it's too high? That's step number two. Hear them out. Let them talk. Okay. And then what you're going to do is you're going to, step C is feed it back to them. And basically you're going to reiterate what they have to say. Hey, so that I understand you correctly, you said that 6% is too much for what you're getting. You only want to get 4%. Am I understanding you correctly? You'd be surprised when you feed it back to them that they go, and they start stumbling. And you can close them from that point, which is pretty awesome, okay? But yeah, let's just continue down this road. You're just gonna feed it back to them. The next part, step D, is now you wanna question it. I can understand that you wanna net the most money for selling your home. I completely understand that, but I don't understand necessarily why you only want to pay for 4%. You just saw all the marketing that I did, and all the marketing I'm going to do is going to drive a higher price much faster. Do you not see the value in that? Right? So now you're questioning it. Step E, make sure it's a final objection. This is my favorite, okay? And now we get to figure out whether it's an objection or a stall. So, especially when it comes to commissions. So depending upon when you're watching this could be for a sale, it could be for a buyer. Because eventually, you know, we're gonna have to start working for buyer side commissions too. So I love feeding this back to them, right? And again, step E, make it a final objection. Okay, so you're saying that if everything else was perfect, right? If we just lower the commission down to, we'll say 5%, 4%, whatever it was, would there be any other reason why you wouldn't wanna list with me today? And if they say no, all right, good sign right here, right? Why am I gonna go after that? Because 6% of nothing is still nothing, but 4% of something, well, okay, that's me anyway. But see if it is, because if maybe there's other objections. Well, I gotta go this, I gotta do that. And what I suggest that you do is that you deal with each objection one at a time and keep asking, if it wasn't for this, would you list with me today or whatever it is that you're after. So let's move on. For F, right, we get to make sure it's the final objection. Yes, you know, it is that percentage. Okay, and then I go align. I can appreciate that. I know that there are a lot of people out there that are trying to get the best bang for their buck when listing a home. However, we're in a much harder market than it used to be back in the early 2000s. Wouldn't you agree with that? And what I just did was our next step, G, which is turn it into a question. Isn't it much harder to sell homes right now? Aren't the days on market like triple what they were before? Can you see there's more to do? There's a lot more to do. There's a lot more that we have to pour into this. The days of putting it on the MLS and putting a sign in the yard and just waiting for people to show up has ended. Woo! Okay? But again, turn it into a question. Can you see that? Do you understand that, right? And then step H is now to answer their question. If you haven't done it already, answer their question, okay? So the reason that it cost X amount is because we're doing so much for you. And you could also go with something along the lines, it's like, well, we have somebody else that will do it at this price. Well, sir, I know we can see what this other agent, we can see what they have said their value is, and I know what my value is. So if you want the best person working for you, then wouldn't it make sense to work with me? But again, answer the question. If you're going to capitulate, you've narrowed it down to the final one, then go for that. And then answer the question, step I in this case, tie down and close. Does that make sense to you? Yeah, all right, well that solves that. And then the very last step for you is to assume the sale. Okay, let's go ahead and get signatures. Just assume the sale towards the end. Even if you're like, I don't know if they're gonna sign this, just proceed. Proceed with what you would normally do to go ahead and procure that buyer or seller. Just get them out, assume the sale, go with confidence. That makes a big difference for you to get that. So there you go. There's the full steps on how to actually handle those objections. Now you can memorize all of these, write them all down as you go through. You can also take a look at some of Tony Robbins' programs that he does have out there, several hundred dollars. However, you just got it for free now. So if you don't want to spend that money, just go back to this, watch it, listen to it again and again, and write all those steps down and practice them. That's going to make a huge difference in the success of you being able to overcome objections. Or simply just have the conversation and narrow down what you're looking for. There are other methods out there. Another one that I used for years was a treat method. Go ahead and Google that. And you'll be able to figure out what it was. And it was like track, reiterate, and then engage, and then ask, and then tie down, I believe is what that was. But you can look up the treat method as well. I'm sure it will be better than what I just did from memory. But that was a good one. There's a couple of really good objections, but as long as you can get in there and you can isolate it and get them down to just one objection and show value, you're good. Because I want you to remember this, I really do, is that there's only an objection to price in the absence of value. There's only an objection to price in the absence of value. If you can show your value, reiterate the value that they're getting for a percentage or whatever that you're charging, that's going to make the biggest difference. Where is the value? All right. So again, I want to tie this up with objections. You know, they're good. An objection means they haven't said outright no. They may want to use you. They want you to convince them that you're the right person, right? So objections are good. I wouldn't ask for them or set themselves up and be like, come on, let's go. I went through Tim's training. I know all this stuff. I'm Tony Robbins himself, reborn. Okay, you know, don't ask for it. Get the sale. Don't bait them into doing these, all right? An objection, it doesn't mean no. It just means not yet. And a stall is an easier way to get over those objections. They're just stalling because they need more time to think or for whatever reason. So go ahead, try this out, practice this, practice it until it's rote memory. It's in your brain and you will overcome almost all your objections, if not all of them, from here on forward. All right, that's all I have for you. If you have any questions about anything I mentioned here, please leave it in the comments below. If you're on one of our video platforms, if you are one of our awesome people listening to this podcast or whatever, the audio version here, feel free to reach out to us if you do have questions, thinking about joining our brokerage. You know, give us a call, text, email, you know, find us on social media. I'm happy to chat with you guys about all of that moving forward. But again, my name is Tim Whittemore, here with the Whittemore Group with LPT Realty, and we'll see you in our next video. Take care.
That's all we have for today. To learn more about becoming a real estate agent and or LPT Realty, make sure to hit that subscribe button and please leave us a review. Also, make sure you check him out and subscribe to his YouTube channel, Your Realtor Success Channel in Northwest Florida. And make sure to follow him on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. If you are thinking about joining LPT Realty on the Emerald Coast of Florida or anywhere in the United States, be sure to give them a call, text, or email, because he has the tools to help you get to the next level of your career.